News via remote, I'm Joe Palca. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is warning Congress that if the country reopens too soon during the coronavirus pandemic, it will bring, quote, needless suffering and death. Dr. Fauci is among the experts testifying to a Senate panel today. His testimony comes as President Donald Trump is pressuring states to reopen after the prolonged lockdown aimed at controlling the virus's spread. With the U.S. economy in free fall and more than 30 million people unemployed, President Trump wants to restart the economy. Dr. Fauci is due to begin testifying this hour via video conference after self-quarantining as two White House staffers tested positive for the virus. In the United States, the death toll is more than 80,000 people with 1.3 million confirmed infections. Clashes erupted between Israeli army and Palestinians in the West Bank after a Palestinian rock thrower killed an Israeli soldier today. The soldier died after being struck in the head by a rock thrown from a rooftop during an arrest raid in Yabad village near Jenin, according to the military. Clashes later erupted in the village between Israeli troops and stone-hurling Palestinian youths. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bombing of a funeral in an eastern province and a military raid on a hospital in the capital of Kabul have killed around 40 people and injured scores of others. The Taliban insurgency quickly denied its involvement, prompting suspicions that Islamic State terrorists might have plotted the bloodshed. Now, ISIS took credit for Monday's coordinated bomb blasts in Kabul, though the violence only caused injuries to a few people. This is VOA News. A new type of coronavirus test offers a cheaper, quicker way to screen for infections, moving the U.S. toward the kind of mass screening that experts say is essential to returning millions of Americans to school and work. But the first so-called antigen test announced Saturday by the Food and Drug Administration is not quite the kind sought by top government health officials. It's less accurate than the current gold standard for testing and can only be run on specialized equipment. It's too early to tell, said lab researcher Patricia Simner of Johns Hopkins University, assessing the test's impact. The White House is recommending that all nursing home residents and staff be tested for the coronavirus in the next 2 weeks. Vice President Mike Pence, who leads the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told governors on a video conference call Monday that it's the federal government's strong recommendation that such testing be done. Dr. Deborah Birx, the task force coordinator, told governors to focus over the next 2 weeks on testing all 1